you know, obviously we're disappointed with the result, but it's time to move forward from that. Just as quick as we move forward from wins, we got to move forward from losses and put it behind us and focus on, you know, preparing for Baltimore, because we know it's going to be tough going down there trying to win a game.
So the leader, Tom Brady, got upset in the press conference afterwards. Was everybody in the locker room kind of that, just frustrated with what was going on, with just the missed opportunities you guys were having?
It was very disappointing. You know, we had a chance to wrap the division up. We all knew what was at stake, and we didn't get it done. But, you know, the season's not over with. There's a lot to play for. All our goals are still attainable, so we just have to take it one day at a time.
A lot of people are surprised, though, with the outcome, but with the way that you guys have been playing lately in the close games, you're bound to get burned one of these times with how close it's been coming in the last.
I guess you could say that, but, you know, let's give some credit to Miami. They're a good football team. They're well coached. They've been playing well here down the stretch, so let's give them some credit as well. And, you know, it's not easy to win in this league. It doesn't matter who you're playing, what their record is. And it's the National Football League. There are a lot of good players and coaches. Any given Sunday, any team can beat another team.
What immediately comes to mind when you think of the Baltimore Ravens?
Physical, hard-nosed football team. They're well coached. They play the game the right way. They don't back down from anyone, and then they always compete. So it's never easy playing those guys.
Their special teams, you could rank them as maybe the best in the league. I mean, they come at it, mm-hmm. Jacoby Jones, just as well as anybody else.
I don't think there's a guy in the league like Jacoby, the way he's built. And the tools that he has. He's a very unique guy back there. He poses a lot of problems. So we know we're going to have to play well. And there could be elements involved. You never know. So they've got a good group. And you know, Coach Harbaugh has got an extensive background in special teams. He was a special teams coach, so you would expect that from them.
Do you ever feel any pressure, you or teammates, to just clinch the division so you don't have to extend it one more week, just put it behind you and not worry about that?
We feel pressure every time we take the field. I don't care if it's week one or, you know, week 15, you know, and that pressure increases every week. So, you know, it is what it is. It's the National Football League.
Even with Lewis and Reed gone, you do see a lot of the same elements in the Ravens carrying on the physical play.
They've built that program the right way down there. It starts with their coaching staff and leadership, and obviously Ray and Ed have left their mark there and passed that along to the younger guys, and they're continuing that same tradition. So,
thank you.
All right.
Thank you.